Hi, welcome to Let's See Where It Goes, the show where we randomly pick a word in the dictionary, talk about that, and see where it goes.
All right.
All the folks out
all
there.
All the folks.
Joining us today, actually replacing Josh, is Catherine Lee Hong.
Yeah, what's up?
Local comedian. Why don't you tell the people about yourself?
Well,
that's enough of that. Let's get to I'm just kidding.
It's all right. I feel like it's good. I started doing stand-up about almost a year ago now, although I'm terrible and have done about 5 open mics, but it's a process. I started an improv group over in Colombia called the Overreactors, and it's a fun time.
Yay!
You were saying to me the other day, you just can't get a horse joke right?
No, I can't, and I hate horse.
Easy, this is the family show now.
Okay.
All right, let's get started. We'll pick the dictionary. Kat, since you're our guest,
you get
the honors.
Cody's gonna flip through it.
I'm gonna flip through it, and then
I'm Scott, by the way. I didn't introduce myself. That's fine.
Yeah, thank you, Scott.
I'm gonna forget your name right now.
Yeah, and mentally wipe.
I'm Cody, everybody.
Cody's gonna.
Okay, I'm gonna flip through it. You just close your eyes and just point. Please don't point in the blank like Josh did.
We don't want to go through that again.
All right, and
we should flip it around so it's facing her,
can
read it.
Yes.
Well, I've been told to close my eyes. I don't.
Yes.
All right. Just this is nonsense.
And okay,
point.
Go.
Okay.
What word is that?
Bush.
Bush.
We're on bush.
We are on bush today. Give us the definition of bush, Cody.
Well, there's actually looks like there's 4 definitions.
Well, give us the best one. Give us the appropriate one.
Okay, I'll give you the first one. That is a woody plant having many stems branching out low instead of one main stem or trunk. In other words, a shrub.
Oh,
okay.
A shrubbery. Fetch me a shrubbery.
Monty Python.
Yes.
Thank you. Monty Python reference.
Yay.
I almost got that movie last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Like you almost
like rented it because I was a Blockbuster.
You almost it almost clicked.
That's a very
almost
old,
understood
that's
those jokes.
That is a very old fashioned sentence. I was at Blockbuster.
That dates you. You're just everyone's like, what's
you know what's worse
is
calling Blockbuster on a telephone.
What's a telephone?
Oh, of course.
Is that like a cellular device or
it's like a cellular device, only has a wire connected to the wall.
I don't understand. How does that work?
I don't know. I threw it in the trash because I didn't understand it.
Okay, that makes sense. So you almost got it? What was the reason for that? Just because, or?
I've seen it so many times. I would have gotten it because it's so funny,
right?
But I wanted to diversify of getting other movies that I have not seen
spread
yet.
Out.
So what did you get?
I got Mr. Bean's Holiday and
of course.
Super.
Super?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, Super's such a good movie.
Thank you, Scott.
I know it is.
I haven't seen it yet. Don't spoil anything.
People are super in it.
I got it.
Spoilers.
Oh no! Now I have no desire
Rainn
to see
Wilson
it.
Is in it. That's the one
I
we're talking
that
about,
one.
Right?
Yeah, Rainn Wilson.
Ellen Page
Ellen
is
Page.
Hilarious. Kevin Bacon is the greatest thing on the planet ever to exist of all time. I could ramble on and on about him. Well, let's not. Let's not do that.
Linking that with Breakfast Bacon.
Breakfast
you remember
Bacon.
Breakfast Bacon, right?
Breakfast Bacon. That was just on more things. Of, I think, was that Josh just screwing up the way he talks?
No, that was actually, that was my,
oh,
that
was
my mistake.
Oh, okay.
I accidentally said that because I was thinking, let's have breakfast, but also let's have bacon. So let's have Breakfast Bacon.
Breakfast Bacon, which is the greatest morning thing.
And the thing about Josh is when you mess up a word or a phrase, he'll be okay with it.
Yeah.
It's like a normal thing. Like he wants some breakfast bacon, and he'll be like, oh, I want some.
He won't even acknowledge it. He'll be like, yeah, that sounds delicious.
He even used the phrase, who uses the phrase, I'm going to go grocery shop.
Yeah, I'm gonna go grocery shop right now. And
and the other day, I accidentally referring to kind of a salsa for cheesy bread.
Yeah,
you know the marinara sauce. I call it
different things
because it's a dip,
right?
And it's the sauce. And I accidentally, hey Josh, you want some dip sauce? He was fine with it. He's like,
dip
sure,
sauce.
I'd love some dip sauce.
I'd like some dip.
I was
sauce.
Like, wait, no, wait, dip sauce isn't a thing.
He's like, it is now. It's in my vocabulary.
I thought it was.
So then you ate nothing that day, and everyone starved a little bit.
Yeah.
Nobody was happy.
A little bit of humanity died that day.
Mm-hmm.
But Yeah.
I'm sorry. When you guys started talking about movies, I just went to the bookshelf and found me.
Go ahead. This is what this show's about.
I found Mean Girls.
If you think of something, talk about it.
Yes.
Mean Girls. Oh, yes.
I think that was for the longest time. My sister and her brother. Not my sister and my brother, but her separate brother.
We're different.
To herself. They were obsessed with that movie for the longest time, and I refused to watch it because I thought it sounded dumb. But I watched it, and it was actually really funny, and I quite enjoyed it.
I think it's written by Tina Fey.
Right.
So maybe. You're gonna get that. Maybe.
Maybe. Well, we don't have our fact checker here.
No, Josh is the fact checker. He's not here. To say fact.
I
want to
record Josh saying fact, and then just
so we can just have a soundbite of him saying fact.
Fact. I might edit that in. I'm just Josh going fact.
You can take it from the last week's episode.
And just be like, yep, right here,
fact.
Yeah, there it is.
All right, we've got a fact.
Fact. Oh my gosh. I watched the movie called The Hebrew Hammer.
Is that like the foreign version of Thor?
Yes.
Middle Eastern version of Thor.
No, it's not at all. That would be great. No, it's on Netflix. I like watching bad movies on Netflix. But Hebrew Hammer.
Oh, you mean like just define bad movies. Like terrible movies like Beach Nazis Must Die.
Oh my gosh. Or surf Nazis Must Die.
Yes, or bad movies like Superman Returns.
I prefer stuff like Surf Nazis Must Die.
Oh, okay.
But I love, obviously, Troll 2 is a classic. Thanksgiving, about a turkey that comes to life and kills people and talks and it says one-liners.
I love, the Gingerbread Man with Gary Busey.
Oh, I have not
where
seen
it's
that.
The Gingerbread Man, he comes to life and he's like this extreme serial killer.
Oh, that sounds incredible. I watched, what was the other one? There's a series of movies. One's called the first one's called Monsterd, and it's about a giant poop monster. They call it the poop monster. And then the sequel is Retard Dead, and it's about
retarded zombies.
That's exactly what it is. And they got their zombies with like crayons shoved up their noses.
Oh my god,
it's really funny.
That's just bad taste.
It's
awful.
All available on Netflix.
Yes, these are all instant on Netflix, and they're the greatest things of all time.
If you want to see a terrible movie that you can't watch, you should check out
check out Black Market Netflix. That's blackmarketnetflix.com. I'm gonna go back to the Superman thing. So now I can tell the people.
Yes.
About, listen to this. If you just think about it, Disney's Hercules is exactly like the plot of Superman 1 and Superman 2. And I'm going
Tell them why, Cody.
I'm going to tell them why.
Explain this concept.
All right. Listen to this. Okay. If you can pull it up, because I don't think I can remember it.
I'll try to pull it up, but also you don't have Wi-Fi here. And I know I have a phone.
You have a phone with internet, don't you?
Right, but I'm limited every month. I'll do it anyway for you, Cody. For you.
Because for the sake of my argument that Disney's Hercules is exactly like the plot of Superman 1 and Superman 2.
Yes.
And don't check your notifications first because you're looking up this thing.
I did right now, currently, and it's loading and it's very slow.
You're going to have to scroll down a bit because I post a lot of things daily.
Yes, you do. You just post lots and lots of nonsensical things. Here we go.
Yep. This is it. We're loading it.
Loading. Currently loading. This is exciting for everybody.
Okay.
There you go. Read that.
Okay. All right. I'm going to read this right after my post. Okay. Get this, Disney's Hercules to Superman 1 and Superman 2. A strange boy falls to Earth and is found by an old farming couple who can't have children. They soon discover he is super strong, and then the boy grows up as an outsider until one day the farming couple tells him about where he came from. The boy travels a long way to talk to his real father in a sort of fortress kind of thing.
Yep.
His real father trains him to be a true hero who soars through the skies. He romances a strong-willed woman and fights formidable foes until one day his father's greatest enemy/enemies breaks free from their prison to seek revenge. The hero, with his father's wisdom and guidance, returns the foe to his prison and chooses to stay on Earth as its protector. Now, is that exactly like or not?
That is perfectly like Hercules and Superman. I liked Hercules. That was probably one of my favorite Disney movies.
That's probably why you liked it so much, because it was a complete ripoff of Superman.
This reminds me of Superman. Now, which came out first? Superman? It was Superman, or the mythology of Hercules?
Well, no, I'm talking about Disney's Hercules. That whole movie thing. Because the actual Hercules is completely different.
It ends with him killing his family and committing suicide.
So that's not Superman.
I don't think that's kid-friendly. No, they changed that.
They cut that off right.
See, that's why it's Disney. See, Disney's the whole movie was that came out in the 90s, I think.
I don't know.
Yeah, because I have it on VHS. It came out in the 90s, and then Superman 2, like, was the 70s.
I don't understand. Like, the 2090s? What is, like, is there a
1990s.
What is that? I don't understand.
We were talking about this last week. Remember the turn of the century with Josh's Nickelodeon popping the bags?
Popping bags, right.
He never could finish the story.
I don't know what he wished for, but I'm still curious on who those two people were.
He said one of them was Drake.
I don't know. I don't think that's true at all, to be honest.
I don't know.
But I can't trust anything Josh says.
No.
Even
though he's a fact checker, he's right about... Well, he's right about other things. Other things.
His stuff, he has no idea what he's talking about.
He's right about other people's stuff.
I'm really sensing a big... You're missing your bro crush, I think.
That's what it is.
That's it.
We're trying to take it out because he's not here. We're hurt.
Yeah. He
completes the group.
Josh, we need you.
Are you listening right now, Josh?
Oh, God.
They're actually crying, and it's a little uncomfortable.
Oh, my God.
Guys, pull yourself together.
I just want him to hold me, and I want to cuddle up with his big fluffy beard and say everything is okay.
Oh, wait. His beard is like a bush.
Brought it back. He shaved it, though, recently, didn't he?
He did?
I was very disappointed. He came to my house to pick me up one day.
Who are you, man?
Who is this man? I do not recognize you. Thought it was you at first. Because you don't necessarily have facial hair of any kind.
I try. I just can't.
No. You see this?
I can't even get all summer. I can't even get 5 o'clock shadow good.
Yep.
Oh, I can relate. I can't grow the beard that I've always wanted.
Right?
I thought you were going to say, on the other hand, I can just grow a full-grown beard in a day.
It's basically like the Santa Claus, where as soon as I shave it off, it just grows right back.
I think it's worse with Josh.
Yeah,
Josh shaves it like in a night and then wakes up in the morning. Whoa!
Josh could shave it at the beginning of the day, and by the end of the day, it'll be replaced by a longer beard somehow, and he'll just be like,
yeah.
He'll braid it, and it'll be all nice.
I have a feeling he's gonna get gray streaks sooner or later.
I think Josh would look really
cool. Touch of gray, you know?
I think Josh would look really cool with, like, the Reed Richards gray stripes to the side of his head.
Yes!
Josh is very, like... He just cares about his hair so much, it's kind of ridiculous. Like, you know how he has to stop, like, midway through the day and be like, one second, I gotta put mousse in, and I'm like...
He sprays it when it's just, like, a swoop over.
It's just
over.
A little swoop over or whatever.
On the other hand, you actually style it. Josh just has it swoop, but he puts stuff in it like he styles it.
Yeah. Josh
So yours is actually naturally just amazing?
It just kind of does that. I don't understand how. But it's not amazing. It's just kind of... I mean, come on, guys. Let's not make this about me now. But, no. Josh is... He's got a widow's peak, and he shaves the widow's peak part, and it drives me crazy.
But, no, but... Because when he shaves it, it leaves, like, a 5 o'clock shadow
on his forehead. Of, like, a little V, and it's... I'm like, oh, boy.
You can see the hair follicles. Either he needs to wax it, or just let it grow. At least, like, laser remove the hair follicles if you don't want it.
That's like when I was a kid, I had, like, one strand of hair that would stick down. I hated it, so I just cut it off, but I just did scissors, so there was, like, a good centimeter left of it, and it was just a little, and everyone was like, who did this? Did you do this? I was like, no, the barber did it. And they're like, well, they're awful. We're never going there again. So we went through about 8 barbers, and still it continued.
Carrying on this lie.
I'm surprised they didn't figure it out after the second one, where it was like, oh, well, clearly it's not the barber. But no, we have to keep going.
I think we should just mess with Josh's hair.
Yes, I think we need to...
I, like, mix it, like, kind of put, like... Take the hairspray cover off of his can. Replace that can with some gray or colored spray paint. Just replace the cover on it so he still thinks. He just
Or we could do like what's that movie? Big Fat Liar. We just put like hair dye in his shampoo.
Yes.
And then he just kind of just when he's going through it, just,
he's doing it himself. That way we don't.
And then we dye his pool blue, and then he looks like Paul Giamatti, and it'll be fun.
Next with his car.
Yes, and we need to glue an earpiece into it. People still wear earpieces? Is that a thing? Do they do that?
I don't think it's earpieces. I think some people have the Bluetooth.
It's the Bluetooth. Yeah, that's Bluetooth. Right.
Because
what are wires? I've never actually.
I think the only people that wear earpieces now are the Secret Service.
Secret Service, right? And they have like the clear little loopy stuff.
Yeah, like why is it clear? I can still see
it. It's like I can very clearly see it because it's very loopy as well.
Yeah, it's like hello. Why is the loop there? Do you really need a loop?
Well, if you need to stretch it, it's a little fun game that you play when you're bored.
Maybe it's like an emergency weapon where you can actually strangle someone with it.
Yeah, it's like fiber wire and you just wrap it around someone's throat.
But you still don't need it to be, you could just pull it out and just have a straight cord.
It looks cooler.
No.
Okay.
Aesthetics are everything.
It's longer that way. That way you can just extend it and go.
Like a slinky. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's just a little fun game that you play when you're supposed to be protecting the president. You're just.
That's something that I also want to do.
I got a slinky. Everyone loves a slinky.
If I could find like a long piece of thin metal, like a really long piece, I want to give that to someone for their birthday and say it's a slinky. It's a DIY slinky. You have to roll it yourself.
Oh my god.
And see how they see how they react, because I think that'll be pretty funny.
I got it at Cracker Barrel.
Yes, it's one of those old-timey things you gotta put together yourself. Cracker Barrel has the craziest stuff, though.
Yeah.
Like they have. Have you seen the red Solo cups? But it's just a red plastic cup, but it's like glued onto some fancy glass bottom. So it's it's like a wine glass of red cup.
Yes.
I don't know how much they charge for
that. I think that's kind of a contradiction.
I think that's their point, Cody.
Okay.
That's what they're accomplishing.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
It's irony for the smart shopper.
Hold on, I got a dictionary. I got to look up irony.
We'll see the cup right next to it.
Okay. We'll see that right next to it. Okay, the red cup wine glass.
That came out a couple months ago, and that dictionary that came out how many years ago?
It doesn't have a copyright date. That's how old it is. I was looking through
this.
It
was before copyrights existed.
Yes. I think it was somewhere in the 1970s. I just know it's old because the words on it have literally faded off.
Oh, I thought
like
that
if you turn it
in
the light, you can see it.
I thought that was just a design choice.
A blank cover? No,
it was
an engraved kind of thing. There.
They trick you into opening up, and it's
they
like,
trick you into opening up a dictionary.
It's just a dictionary.
Oh, it's one of those word
what
things.
What fun adventures are you getting into today? Oh, just a dictionary.
Nope. I like how they put in a guide to the dictionary in the front, like, first few pages. Like, I have no idea how to work this book.
Well, if you want Apple, go to A, and then go to where it starts AP.
I really think
continue.
Like, they should just put God to the dictionary throughout the whole dictionary.
That's not a
because
small
guide. Because in reality,
either.
The whole dictionary in itself is a guide for itself.
That's not a small guide. That's like a couple pages of guide.
No, you see, it's got the guide, and then it has language and the dictionary.
Oh.
That's a really big forward.
Seriously.
That's
really tiny print, too. Goodness.
How many are we counting now?
No, I'm not counting. I'm just flipping, I know it's a lot.
I want to
know. Oh, and then there's etymology.
I don't know what that means.
Americanism.
Let's look it up.
These are just essays.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, we finally got A.
We finally got to A after, like, 30-something pages. Who reads that in the
beginning?
I think
we need to upgrade our dictionary.
I was going to say we could do...
Did you do these again?
Technology.
You fold these again?
I didn't fold those last time or this time. Can we turn the dictionary into like a choose your own adventure story?
I think that'd be really fun.
Apple, go to page 374.
No, that's what the C, you know, whatever. You know.
Oh, okay.
Where they're completely different
so
words.
So it already is a choose your own adventure thing.
You just have to find the right words.
You just kinda
you're reading and you go, and then it says C, and then you flip there and keep reading. Until
if
you
split
get
in you die, then I guess that's.
Yeah, you can either see that as a word or keep going.
See death. Oh, the end.
I bet that's the definition of death. Like to make a dictionary where the definition of death is the end.
It probably is if you look it up. Or if we randomly land on it one day. But
There's like a lot of words And just landing on that.
Have
would
you
take
ever?
A while.
You've done a choose your own adventure book,
yes,
right?
I
remember the Goosebumps ones.
I did a Star Wars one, and I did a couple of them, and I was very adamant. Like I was very strict. Like if they said I died, I would just close the book and walk away. I wouldn't continue to see what else there was. I'd be
well,
like,
the other 40 endings.
These
don't
are the rules. Let me return this to the show.
And there was a because I went back and looked at them, and there was one in the Star Wars one. You literally could not live. There was a section where they go. What do you choose? And it's like, do you go to the ice cave? Yeah, sure, I'll go. Oh, no, I died. Okay, let's go back. All right, do you go to this place? And you go, like, to the markets. You go there. Oh, I died. I'm literally stuck. I die, and there's no satisfied ending.
Oh, wait, was that, like, after a series of options? Like,
no, that was the only... next thing.
Oh, my...
I was, that's the worst thing on the planet.
That's... There's no hope.
There's
in that.
A lot of.
Like,
I mean, for the word.
Shirt,
okay, I found
shirt.
It. Yeah. For the word death, there's like a lot of definitions for it.
Oh, debasement is also.
Eight.
Debasement? What is that?
Debasement. It's
too.
We'll find out when we land on it.
Yeah, someday.
Someday.
Depending on how many podcasts we do of this,
we're going to do a million.
We're going to do as many words as there are in the dictionary.
Goodness. That's outrageous.
Plus, you know, if we do manage to get that far and there's like the one word we've left out, but we still have to randomly choose things, we're going to just.
I can't wait till
over
we
and over
repeat
again.
A
we
word.
We have no idea what word we left out.
Now, if we repeat a word, do we just go through it again or do we.
No, I think we're
going
to have to do it
word?
Again.
Just be like, and.
Because we last week we didn't. We were between Preak and Pranch.
Preak and Pranch. Pranch. Pranch.
Preak at Preak.
Never mind, it's like the. You got
and
this.
Prank.
All right, Josh.
Hey, at least I didn't put the T after an S.
Yeah.
We're back to this. We were talking about this last week.
Oh, boy.
Was that last week or was it 2 weeks ago?
When we recorded, that was probably last week, I think.
No, I mean, when you published it.
Put it up? I put it up just a couple days ago, I think. Like Monday.
So this will be the week after.
Goodness. We have to get a couple of these going.
Week. But it's hard because Josh is. We never get a hold of Josh.
Never get a hold of Josh. We need him and his beard.
And his fact checking.
And his hair that is off.
Yeah.
I really hope he listens to this.
He's probably going to. Well, his job. He animates them. Little sections of them. And so he's going to have to listen to
these.
Wait,
Josh taught himself how to animate them? I am jelly.
I don't know. I've never seen him animate anything. Can Josh animate stuff? Or was he just blowing smoke at me?
I think it was just blowing smoke. I've never seen him animate.
I know
I
he
mean,
can draw.
I don't even know if he's ever made a flip book before.
I know he can draw. I was just, I was curious because he was like, hey, do you want me to animate? And I told him, well, I did tell him specifically, I want this to be the worst, crappiest animation there could possibly be. I want there to be very awful stop motion. People flailing their arms like crazy, but just very, very bad. Like, probably not colored. We have to make it stick figures if possible. I want it to be the worst possible animation. And he's probably going to go above and beyond, which is not what I wanted.
No,
he's gonna make, like, a whole, like, Disney cartoon. He's just going to be like, hey, guys, sequel to Hercules. Like, this is our podcast. That's not going to be fun. Because I have to edit that. Yes. So that'll about do it, I think. What do you think?
You were saying it's Hercules goes back to Superman. You know, I've never seen Superman 3.
Oh, you know, I haven't either. I heard it was, obviously it was really, really bad. That was the one with,
Christopher Reeve.
Right. Well, most of them were Christopher Reeve.
No, I've seen Superman 1, Superman 2, and Superman 4, A Quest for Peace. But I've never seen Superman 3.
Yeah, that was, what was that one called? Just Superman 3?
I feel like there was something behind it. Or no, I think it was just Superman 3. Superman 4 was the one with it just had Superman 4, A Quest for Peace.
You're probably right. I have all the Superman movies. Haven't bothered to, because they're all on like one disc DVD, like they fit them all on there.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I haven't bothered to watch them yet. So I should probably get on that.
Have you ever seen Superman at all?
I have a problem with, I don't have necessarily a problem with old movies, but I have a problem with movies with horrible graphics.
I mean, for the time, actually, that movie was, like, top notch. Like, it was actually really good. Yeah, like, for terrible, like, 1970s special effects standards, that was, like, really
That's
good.
That's why I don't think I'll ever go back and watch the old Doctor Who episodes, is because they're such...
Well, actually, that's still bad because it was low budget.
I didn't even like...
it's still kind of low
budget.
Well,
I didn't even like the graphics.
Classic,
yeah. I didn't even like the graphics on the newer... or like until like the fifth season, I felt like the graphics were like, so that's
because it's always been low budget until that point.
Until that point where they just went all out.
Like, why not?
Be fun. Why not? Why not go do crazy things with people?
Nicolas Cage.
We're gonna bring him up every time, aren't we?
Well, he's actually, speaking of that, you said last time that you feel as though we're gonna end up with women in the kitchen.
Yes.
And I just did it, didn't I?
Yep.
No, we don't have to end on it.
That'll
do
it, everybody.
I was bringing this up, and I was a little like shaky about this because Kat's here.
Yeah,
and Kat's a feminist.
Yes, I am.
So I was kind of nervous. What if we actually do end up with women in the kitchen?
Is that a word in the dictionary? How did we end up on this?
Oh, yeah, it's hyphenated.
It's got like three hyphens in it. Women in the kitchen. Definition. Fact.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's under F for fact. And
You go to C fact.
Yeah.
It says women in the kitchen, C fact.
No.
Didn't want to go there because Kat's a feminist.
I didn't go there, so that should speak volumes for me. Yeah.
I think you got, it's okay for you, but I know Kat, so she knows I'm joking.
Yeah.
So.
I'm not joking.
Perhaps.
I mean, what?
Perhaps.
What?
Perhaps.
This is awkward.
Someone's going to get punched. After we stop recording.
It's a shame, too, because I have been working out.
Spiff!
Oh. Yeah. Old Batman. What was that
Spiff,
one?
Zan.
What is it?
The
Zlop?
Zlop.
Zlop.
Z-L-O-P.
They just got a guy with Tourette's typing out onomatopoeias.
It was like, what punch makes a Zlop noise?
It wasn't a punch. Batman had, like, kind of taken Robin's arm and kind of swung him into a bad guy.
He ripped off Robin's arm.
No, he, like,
swung it at a bad guy. And Robin was okay with this? Just get the bat arm attacker.
I still don't know how that makes a Zlop sound.
Zlop.
Is Robin really that out of shape that he makes a Zlop
his
sound?
His arms don't have muscles. They're just like, they're like mine. They're just like,
See, we didn't end up on it. We ended up on Batman and Robin.
And Zlop.
So, that's it.
We got from, what was the word? I don't know.
Bush. We started
Bush.
Bush.
And
we
got
ended
to
up with
Zlop.
Zlop on Zlop. Batman and Batman and Robin. You want to plug Twitter?
Yes.
Again?
We can plug Twitter again. I'm at...
Well, first of all, we got to plug the whole Twitter, which is...
Yeah.
At Elemento Comedy.
At Elemento Comedy. It's O-H.
L-M-N-O.
Which, of course, if you're listening to this, you probably already know that. Unless you discovered
it's on the logo. Yeah. Look at the top of the screen, moron.
Don't call them morons, man. They won't return.
No, they will return. People like it when you insult them.
Like Superman returns.
But
we don't want him to.
No.
So I'm at The Ace Convict. Cody is?
At The Cody Miles.
The Cody
It's
Miles.
My name with a the in front of it.
Three. There's actually no one called
Three
Cody Miles.
You actually looked it up?
Yeah, I wanted to start it.
A separate Twitter account that
and
Three
just,
Cody Miles.
And just be your evil, like, arch, like...
My doppelganger.
Yeah, it would be your doppelganger. It would just be like...
Every tweet
he would send, he would be like, oh, that's the dumbest thing ever, and he'd send it
Or and his whole Twitter account is just retweets of everything I've ever said on Twitter.
But just like with end of it going, what an idiot.
Yes. Kat, do you have a Twitter?
I do, but I do not use it.
You don't use it?
I,
why don't you plug it anyway? You'll build
up
followers that will never receive anything
exactly.
from you.
Yeah, you know, well, whenever we started the video production, it might be a good idea to use it. So, it's at Lehong, Lehong. It's L-E-E-H-O-N-G, L-E-E-H-O-N-G. There's no difference there, just my last name twice.
You gotta know how to spell it. There's like a difference of how you... Right. There's different fonts.
Yeah. You have to use italics for the
first
second
is
one.
Times New Roman,
yeah,
and then the second
Sans.
Is Comic Sans.
Yeah, exactly.
Comic Sans is the devil.
You gotta use Comic Sans and Papyrus, and when you mix those two, it's the worst combination of anything on the planet.
You know, my mom once pronounced Papyrus Papyrus.
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 What font are you using there, Mom? Just the Papyrus.
Okay, yeah, like us on Facebook.
And follow us on the
Don't
Twitters.
Friend us on Facebook.
No, we're not a friend to anyone.
I will not accept that friend request.
What else?
I'm gonna, yeah, I'm gonna oh, change yeah, my subscribe friend thing on to YouTube. Just subscribe on Facebook. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Since we're YouTube stars now, yeah, it's no more friending. No, it's subscribe. You can subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe to our YouTube
if
channel.
If ever, yeah, subscribe
Everything
to our YouTube channel.
Is just
like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We plugged all of our Twitters.
All of them.
We have a website now.
Hey, kind of.
It's in the beta process, but you can still go to it and view it. It has all our videos. I think there's one photo on there of Josh.
I want to know what's on there that's not on our Facebook page.
Oh, I just copied and pasted.
Oh, okay. So it's the exact same. So if you go to Facebook and the website, you'll be doubly
It's still
informed.
In the beta process.
We can put some forums up on there or something.
Yeah, like blogs or articles and stuff like that. We will.
I don't know.
It's in the beta process. It's elementofcomedy.weebly. Yes, we're using weebly.com.
Yeah, it's actually Weebly. Yes, we're using Weebly.
No, it's elementofcomedy.weebly.com.
I don't even know what Weebly is. I've never heard of that.
It's a website creator.
Is it free, I'm assuming?
Yes, it's free, because we're poor. I mean, we're using a camera rig that is... Speaking of that, I know we've got a lot of complaints on YouTube. I've seen comments.
Complaints?
There was
Don't
the one
tell
guy,
me
like,
this.
No, like, I think it was on Just Cops. One guy had said, hey, guys, a little shaky with the camera guy.
We didn't have a camera rig then.
That's why I'd like to address that now.
That was just me holding the camera in my hand. We didn't have any sort of steady cam. That was a very,
That was more of like a, we don't know what we're doing here.
Yeah, spur of the moment. Thank you for that. It's a very spur of the moment thing we decided. We didn't write that episode either, I don't think. That was just
No, we didn't.
We were just like, hey, what would be funny? This. Okay.
That's why we were nearly cracking up in the entire scene.
Yeah.
In all of it. So
that was fun.
That was apologies that it was so terrible, but it's gonna get better.
It's gonna get better. Maybe. And, yeah, obviously.
We have a camera rig, so a steady camera. We'll have that.
Yep,
and everyone, so
that.
To please you, whoever made that comment on Facebook,
I'm better
on
at
YouTube.
Things. And, yep.
So
one last YouTube. Thing. Yeah. Obviously, this is going on iTunes, so rate and subscribe on iTunes and comment and everything, because that helps a lot as well.
It does.
Yay, get involved with the non-existent LMNO comedy community. Be the first one to show
I think
up.
There's like 12 people in there.
There's 12 now? That's outrageous.
Last time I checked, there were 12 likes on Facebook.
I think we had... Yeah, the last time I checked... I'm so glad we're in double digits now.
I know,
that
right?
That blows my mind. Yep. So I guess that's all I gotta say.
All I gotta say. You, Kat? Anyone, go to your comedy shows and all that?
Yeah, totally, except not all the time.
Don't go all the time. Only go when you feel like it, you know?
Yeah, well, actually, if you're in Columbia, I don't know who's...
That's Columbia, South Carolina, not Columbia, South America.
Yeah, no. That's a big trip
I mean,
for me.
You could go there, too.
That's the only place she does her stand-up shows, is where they have good coffee.
But yeah, actually, there's a new open mic that just opened up over at Garden Deli by New Brooklyn Tavern. These things don't matter to you, but you should probably go on Facebook and like Comedy Is Your Friend, because these are good people, and eventually they're going to post videos.
Yay!
Are you a writer for
I'm a writer for News from Last Thursday. Yeah.
What? So now, what is that?
News from Last Thursday. Actually, I might as well plug right here.
Yeah, go ahead
please,
and plug it.
Please do.
www.newsfromlastthursday.com.
.weebly.com.
No. We're not a Weebly user.
It's just
.com. I don't have money to pay for the whole domain name right now, so I'm going to be a subdomain of Weebly. So just bear with me. It's still in the beta, so just wait. Now, back to Kat.
It's a WordPress, but we've designed it to the point where it's not like WordPress.
Oh,
it's
I love WordPress. Yes. We should get a WordPress instead.
It's cheap hosting.
It is.
Yeah.
We're having a little bit of trouble with some of their website design. I'm not sure if we sorted that out. I haven't visited it in a while, but you can check out some of the articles.
Is it like an Onion News
fun.
Network?
Yeah, it's something like that. We actually wanted to start videos this year, but it just didn't pan out. We have something of a podcast.
It's kind
going,
of like a lot
that's
of
great.
Just fake articles and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fake articles. I wrote some. You can try to do a scavenger hunt. They're not marked.
Okay, they're not marked by written by.
They're not written by. No.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounds great. All of those things that you said, you spoke.
Yeah,
so,
I did say those things.
You indeed.
Fact.
Fact.
a tribute to Josh.
So all right then.
I think that's it.
That'll be it. Bye, everyone. How did we end it last time?
We did it the fake drinks.
Oh, fake drinks, but
no one knew what that. That's what
last time we thought we were recording video, but we were only recording audio.
Yeah, we were gonna do like a talk show kind of thing.
So we decided to make it all audio,
but we just figured, hey, podcast.
Let's pretend we have fake drinks again. It's even more fake now that we don't even have cups this time. Last time we had cups, so fake drinks.
We had cups that nothing in them. Now
fake drinks. Cheers. We're still pantomiming that we have. Even though nobody can see us.
Kat is the only
just
one
up to us.
Ah, come on. Water. The only one with a real drink.
Okay.
All right.
See you next
that's
time.
That's the show.
Bye. I still pantomime drinking it for some reason. Drink. Gulp. That was tasty.